Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be diving deep into AMD's third quarter 2024 performance.
Yeah, we've got a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, we do.
We've got their 10Q
yes.
financial statement.
Clear.
We've got the earnings call transcript and their presentation slide. So
yeah.
A lot of information to get through.
Lots of good stuff.
It's going to be great, though.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, I mean, they're boasting record revenue of $6.8 billion.
Right.
An 18% increase year over year.
That's incredible.
That's not just good. That's yep. exceeding expectations by a significant margin.
For sure.
But what I think is really, really interesting is where this growth is coming from.
Yes.
And that's their data center segment.
Absolutely. Their data center revenue more than doubled year over year, reaching a record $3.5 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's got to be like the biggest takeaway from this whole thing.
It is.
Yeah. And we're talking some serious dominance here, fueled by their EPYC CPUs and Instinct GPUs.
Yeah,
for sure. And I think it's good to kind of break down what those are for people who might not be as familiar with those terms. EPYC CPUs, you know, those are kind of the brains behind a lot of the powerful servers.
Right.
You know, we're talking, you know, the backbone of cloud computing.
Yeah, and they're really important.
Absolutely.
And the fact that Meta, a company known for its massive data centers, has deployed over 1.5 million EPYC CPUs speaks volumes.
That says a lot right there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Instinct GPUs, which are specifically designed for high-performance computing and artificial intelligence workloads.
Okay.
And those are being, you know, snapped up by companies like Cloudflare, who are seeing, you know, just incredible performance gains with AMD's latest Genoa X processors.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, double the request per second, 60% higher performance per watt.
That's got to be huge for them.
Yeah, huge for them.
So for our listeners out there, this data center dominance, you know, what does this mean for the average person? I think this translates to faster, more efficient cloud services, advancements in AI capabilities,
right.
and potentially even lower costs down the line.
For sure. I think you hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly what it means.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're betting big on AI.
Oh, yeah.
They're projecting that data center GPU revenue will exceed $5 billion in 2024.
It's a big bet.
Which is a lot of money.
It is.
And they've even gone so far as to state their ambition to become the end-to-end AI leader.
Yeah.
So end-to-end meaning they want to provide everything from the hardware to the software to the partnerships necessary for companies to fully embrace AI.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
The whole package.
It's a pretty bold vision. I don't know if it's realistic.
It's bold for sure. I mean, but they've already made some, you know, significant strides in that direction.
Okay.
I mean, their acquisition of Xilinx, a company specializing in adaptive computing, was a major move in that direction. Mm-hmm. And there's even, you know, talk of them potentially acquiring ZT Systems, which would further, you know, strengthen their position in the data center market.
Yeah. It seems like they're really assembling all the pieces of the AI puzzle.
Yeah, they're going for it.
Yeah.
They want to be the one-stop shop for all things AI, which is ambitious.
It is ambitious.
But, you know, they've got a track record of, you know, making bold moves and often succeeding.
Yeah, and it's not just AI where they're seeing growth.
Right.
Their client segment, which includes processors for laptops and desktops,
mm-hmm.
also saw a 29% year-over-year increase in revenue.
Yeah, which is impressive because the overall PC market has been, you know, facing some challenges.
Right.
So the fact that they're still seeing growth in that segment,
mm-hmm.
you know, really highlights their ability to deliver compelling products, even in a tough environment.
Yeah. What do you think is driving that success?
I think their Zen 5 processors have been really well received.
Yeah.
You know, they're offering, you know, great performance, competitive pricing, and, you know, people are responding to that.
So they're holding their own against Intel in the consumer market.
Yeah.
And at the same time, making major plays in the data center and AI arenas.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be watching AMD, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Yeah, but...
there's always a but, right?
There's always a but.
Yeah.
Even with this impressive performance, there are some headwinds on the horizon.
There are.
So...
give us the not so good news.
All right, so their gaming segment, which includes their Radeon GPUs, saw a decline in revenue this quarter.
Okay, that's interesting, because PC gaming is still, like, hugely popular.
It is.
So what do you think is behind that?
Well, there are a couple of factors, I think. First, there's been a softening in console sales, which impacts AMD's semi-custom revenue.
Right, because they make the chips for the consoles.
Yep.
Okay.
So as console sales slow down,
yeah,
that impacts them. And I think we're also getting, you know, closer to the end of this console generation.
Right.
And a lot of gamers are probably holding off for the next big thing.
Makes sense.
You know, waiting for the PS6 or the new Xbox, whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah.
And on top of that, AMD is gearing up to launch their next generation Radeon GPUs with the RDNA 4 architecture.
Ooh.
These new GPUs are promising, you know, massive performance boost and advanced AI capabilities.
Wow.
Which has likely led some gamers to delay their purchases until those hit the market.
That makes sense.
You know, why buy now when something even better is coming out soon?
Right.
So it's understandable.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're strategically navigating a tricky transition period in the gaming market.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for today for part one of the deep dive into AMD's third quarter 2024 performance.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back with part two after a short break.
All right, see you then. So yeah, it's kind of a short-term pain for potential long-term gain.
Right.
If those RDNA 4 GPUs deliver on their promises, AMD could really solidify their position as the go-to for high-performance gaming and really capitalize on that growing demand for AI-powered gaming experiences.
For sure. What other challenges are they facing?
Well, another area where they've seen a decline is in the embedded segment.
Okay.
Mainly due to customers, you know, working through that excess inventory they built up.
Oh, so like a supply chain.
Hey, exactly. A little bit of a hangover from, you know, the past couple of years.
Right.
But they are already seeing positive signs of recovery in certain areas.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Test and emulation, as well as aerospace and defense.
Okay.
Which are, you know, strong sectors for them.
Gotcha. So a bit of a slowdown.
Yeah.
But with potential for a comeback.
Exactly.
But of course, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, you know, global economic uncertainty.
Right.
How is AMD addressing those broader headwinds?
Well, if you listen to the earnings call, you definitely pick up on a sense of cautious optimism.
Mm.
You know, they're not downplaying the potential risks, but they're also highlighting their diverse product portfolio.
Yeah.
And strong customer relationships as key strengths.
So a bit of a we've weathered storms before attitude.
Exactly. You know, we've been through tough times before, we can get through this.
Right.
And remember, they're making significant investments in AI, which could pay off big time.
Right. It seems like AI is the wild card that could potentially offset some of these other challenges.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's like... they're placing a calculated bet on the future,
yeah.
And a lot of analysts seem to think it's a bet that will pay off.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a smart move. You know, okay. AI is rapidly becoming the foundation of everything,
right.
From the cloud to consumer devices, and AMD wants to be at the forefront of that revolution.
Yeah.
It's a bold vision, but they've got the technology, the talent, and the track record, I think, to pull it off.
But they're not alone in this.
Oh, no, of course not.
This is the tech world.
This is the tech world.
Competition is fierce.
Absolutely.
Intel and NVIDIA are not just going to sit back and watch AMD take over.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going to be fighting tooth and nail,
yeah,
to maintain their market share.
It's going to be a battle for market share and technological dominance.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what makes this whole story so compelling.
Yeah.
We're witnessing like a pivotal moment in the tech industry. And AMD is right in the thick of it.
They are right there in the center of it all. Yeah.
It's almost like a high stakes poker game.
Kind of, yeah.
With billions of dollars, yeah, and the future of technology on the line.
The stakes are high.
Yeah. But AMD's third quarter performance shows they've got a strong hand to play.
For sure.
What I'm really curious about is what their next move will be.
Right.
Especially when it comes to AI.
Well, I think one thing that sets AMD apart in the AI arena is their more holistic approach.
Okay.
They're not just focused on raw processing power, which is important, of course.
Right.
But they're also emphasizing things like software ecosystem, ease of use, and total cost of ownership.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to make AI adoption as seamless as possible for their customers.
So a more well-rounded strategy that considers the bigger picture.
Exactly. And right. It seems to be resonating.
Okay.
You know, they've secured some major partnerships, like those deals with Microsoft and Meta.
Right.
And they're seeing, you know, growing adoption of their AI accelerators.
Those are big wins.
Huge wins.
Especially for a company that is still relatively new to the AI market.
Yeah. They're definitely making their presence known.
Yeah. But with great opportunity comes great risk.
Always.
How are they managing that balance between seizing these opportunities and mitigating the potential downsides?
Well, they're focusing on building a robust and adaptable supply chain,
okay,
which is absolutely crucial in the world of semiconductors.
Right.
You know, we've all seen how supply chain disruptions can wreak havoc.
Absolutely.
So they're really focused on making sure they have reliable partners and flexible manufacturing capabilities.
Smart.
And they're also investing heavily in research and development, which is essential in a field like AI that's evolving so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to stand still. You know, innovation is the name of the game.
Yeah, you mentioned their acquisition of Jilinx earlier.
Right.
That was a bold move.
Yeah.
How has that played into their AI strategy?
Oh, it's been huge. Jilinx brings, you know, a wealth of expertise in adaptive computing and FPGAs,
right,
which are these, you know, incredibly versatile chips that can be programmed to accelerate a wide range of workloads,
right,
including AI.
Okay. So it's not just about having the fastest processors.
Yeah.
It's about having the right tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A right tool for the right job.
Yeah.
And with Jilinx in their, you know, toolkit now,
right,
AMD can offer a more comprehensive and customizable AI solution.
Yeah. And they're not done yet.
Nope.
Remember that pending acquisition of ZT Systems?
No, yeah.
That could further strengthen their position in the data center market?
For sure.
Give them an even stronger foothold in AI infrastructure?
Absolutely. It's all part of that bigger picture strategy.
Yeah. It sounds like they're building a complete AI ecosystem.
They're going for it.
From chips to software to complete systems.
The whole shebang.
It's a bold vision.
It is.
But they seem determined to achieve it.
Yeah.
And they've got a leader who's proven she can navigate complex challenges and come out on top.
Absolutely.
Lisa Su's 10th anniversary as CEO.
10 years.
Is a testament to her resilience.
It's a long time in the tech world.
Yeah. An ability to build a winning team.
Yeah. Her leadership's been, you know, instrumental to their transformation. I mean, think back to where they were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And where they are now. It's night and day.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But we can't forget that the tech world is incredibly unpredictable.
Oh, it's a roller coaster.
What seems like a sure bet today could be a distant memory tomorrow.
Absolutely.
New technologies emerge, competitors adapt.
Yeah.
Market dynamics shift constantly.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah. So while AMD is riding high on their recent successes,
right,
they can't afford to rest on their laurels.
Can't get complacent.
They'll need to keep innovating.
Absolutely.
Stay agile and anticipate the next wave of disruption.
You got to stay ahead of the curve.
And that's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just about understanding AMD's past performance or even their current position.
Right.
It's about trying to glimpse what the future holds.
Yeah. Where
for this company.
What's next?
And for the entire tech industry.
Exactly. What's the next big thing?
Yeah. We've uncovered some valuable insights.
I think so.
Raised some thought-provoking questions along the way.
Hopefully.
What stands out to you as the biggest factor that will determine AMD's success in the next 10 years?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it comes down to execution.
Okay.
They've got the vision, they've got the technology, they've got the talent.
Yeah.
But can they effectively bring it all together?
Right.
And deliver on their promises?
Very deliver.
Because the competition is fierce, the stakes are high,
yeah,
and the landscape is constantly changing. It's going to be an exciting ride for sure.
It definitely sounds like AMD is a company to watch. And as we've seen from this deep dive into their third quarter 2024 performance,
right,
they're not just keeping pace with the industry.
No.
They're pushing the boundary.
They're pushing the limits.
And setting their sights on a future where they're a driving force in the world of AI.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a wrap for our deep dive into AMD's third quarter 2024 performance.
Another one in the books.
We hope you found it insightful.
Yeah.
And perhaps sparked some of your own questions.
I hope so.
About the future of technology.
It's an exciting future.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.
See you next time.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.